Oh my fucking God, ladies and gentlemen, the Reds have done it again. The Devil's Club, the Mighty Purples, whatever it is you want to call them. We're going to call them it for the next 20 minutes or so. It is John Gibbons hosted. I've got Josh Sexton. I've got Ryan Patton. Ryan, I mean, it's just wow, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's just absolutely incredible how these boys just keep doing it. I think, you know, I'm a very optimistic guy and I believe in these teams so much, but I think even me by 97 was like, oh, I'm starting to imagine this show, you know, on a 0-0 and what I was going to say, and then Darwin Nunes had other ideas. What a team, unbelievable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And just also the spirit that this team have shown over the past weekend for the past few games, just being incredible. I was like you, just when it was going into stoppage time, I was thinking, okay, I've written this game off now. It is going to be a sort of a down 0-0. It's going to be the narrative of the game is going to be the injuries have finally caught up with Liverpool. Liverpool lacked cutting edge throughout the game despite being on top, but we missed those goal scorers. We missed Salah, we missed Jota, we missed not having Nunes on the pitch, but then they just come out and just do that at the end, and it was just absolutely incredible. And yeah, it's just this team that I've just found another way to win in a season that have just been countless ways of fans and ways to win. It's incredible. I'm lost for words by it.
Well, that's it, and your big players just stepping up at different times, Ryan, is huge, and that's what title win is doing. When we look back on the season, you know, we're going to talk about you know, those big moments and those late winners, and you know, you go all the way back to, you know, the Trent one at home against Fulham and stuff like that, and you know, there's loads throughout the season. Virgil in the cup, yep. You know what he did, and today's Darwin's one, isn't it? He's had another one away at Newcastle, so he's had another one already, but you know, Darwin can have as many as he likes because he's that sort of fellow, isn't he? But your big players stepping up in big moments, and that's what he does. It's a brilliant header.
Oh, it's an incredible header. You know, it's back to goal and sort of to glance it in the way that he does. It's an absolutely world class finish, and yeah, it's an incredible impact from the bench. It wasn't like he came on from the bench, and I think Liverpool after the substitutions lost a little bit of rhythm. It seemed a little bit disruptive, but they just never gave up. And then, you know, there's the chance before it when the keeper makes an incredible save from the deflection.
Unbelievable.
Nunes is sort of involved in that, but then the fact that the team keep going on, and Nunes, yeah, to keep that composure and to do that finish it's absolutely unbelievable. And I think one player that we have been praising is Alexis McAllister's role.
He's the coolest man in town.
Yeah, I think when we're going into the dying seconds of a game, I think it's quite easy for lesser players can lose the composure, be a bit rash, make crazy decisions, just, you know, do a pot shot, a goal from 30 yards out that goes well over the bar. But your world-class players, your elite players, they keep composure. And that's exactly what Alexis McAllister does. He puts his foot on the ball and stands it up in the way that he does in the 99th minute. It's outrageous. It's just all the hallmarks of a world-class midfielder.